but came to bear witness about the light. That passage from our gospel reading tells us about someone who came to bear witness about the light. That is, to bear witness about Jesus Christ, the light of the world. The one who was in the beginning, with God, the Word made flesh, that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. He came as light and as life, the Word made flesh, and someone came to prepare the way for him as well. To prepare the way for the light, and that person was John the Baptist. But if you stop and think about it, and think of light coming into a dark place, you might ask, well, why does the light need a witness? After all, if we were all sitting in darkness, and we're the middle of the night, and someone came in with a flashlight, we would all readily see that there was a light. And we would not need anybody to stand there and tell us, here's the light. This is the light for our darkness. Because we would all see it. It would all be before our eyes that there was the light shining into our darkness. But here, John the Baptist comes as a witness for the light, for Jesus. That tells us that there is something wrong with the scene of those who are in darkness. What's the problem? Well, if you go back to that analogy of people sitting in darkness and a light comes in, there is a situation in which the people who are sitting in darkness would not recognize the light if they are blind. If they are blind and they cannot sense the light, they do not know that there is light. They do not know where it is. If they are blind, they are groping around in the darkness trying to feel their way and find out where things are. To know what is there, to know what reality is, what it is that is around them, so that they do not stumble and fall. But when the light comes in, they will need someone to tell them, what is the light? Where is the light? Where is the one that can enlighten them so that their blindness is taken away? Just like it was taken away from the Apostle Paul, who is, when he is converted, blinded on the Damascus Road by the light. When Jesus, the light of the world, speaks to him, he is blinded there. And he does not see until Ananias comes and lays his hands upon him and something like scales fall from his eyes. That blindness that he had certainly can remind us of the blindness, the spiritual blindness that he was living in when he lived as a persecutor of the church and rejected Jesus and persecuted those who followed him. And therefore also persecuted Jesus. He was blind, although he could see with his earthly eyes. He was spiritually blind. And he needed to be enlightened. The scales needed to fall from his eyes. And he needed to be given Jesus, the light of the world. He needed to be washed of his sins. And indeed, he was then also. After the scales fall from his eyes, he is washed in baptism. Ananias says, tells him to be baptized, washing away his sins and calling upon God's name. The people who are blind need a witness to the light. They need the testimony of John the Baptist and really the testimony of God in the Scriptures to tell them, here is the light. The light is in Jesus. And still today, people live in darkness, just as the Apostle Paul did. Still, people live in blindness, blinded to Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. There are those who think that they can find their way to God in some other way. That by doing the right things, they can make themselves good enough for this higher power in whom they believe. And they reach up to God to find him and to seek him. But all of man's attempts are like a blind man groping around in the darkness, not knowing where the path is, not having the light for the true path, the straight and narrow way. And so they need a witness to the light. They need a witness to come and tell them that in Jesus is life, and this life is the light of men. In Jesus you can have new birth, and your blindness can be healed, and the scales can fall from your eyes. Apart from Jesus and the revelation of Jesus, and the revelation that God has come in the person of His Son, and that He has died on the cross for their sins, that God has come down and become a man to redeem us. Apart from that testimony, we will not believe. We are blind. And we will not be free from our blindness apart from the work of God. And so God comes down to us and testifies to us through His Word, through the words of John the Baptist, and through the words of all of the Scriptures, that in Him, in Jesus Christ, the one crucified for our sins, is life. And that life is the light of man. But there is another way in which people who are sitting in darkness, in a dark room, need someone to testify to the light. And that is if they actually prefer to stay in the dark. Perhaps you've had it where you're laying in bed and someone comes and flips the light switch on in the early morning and you're tired and you don't want to get out of bed and the light is not welcome. You'd rather have them turn off the light and stay in the darkness. This is the case with some as well who have heard of Jesus, who know of Jesus, maybe even have been born again in Jesus, but have decided to go back away from the light, to turn their backs on the light, and go to the darkness. Jesus says a couple of chapters later, when He's speaking to Nicodemus at night, because Nicodemus is afraid, Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, and Jesus tells him that he must be born again. He tells him that famous passage, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." But then Jesus also says shortly after that, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light lest his works should be exposed." A person can hear of Jesus and can hear the testimony of His Son, that God has come down to us in love to pay for our sins and to make us His own and to give us new birth, and that we can have new life in Him, and that we do not need to grope around in the darkness trying to follow our own lights, which are really darkness, to follow human wisdom, which is really darkness, and to follow our own ideas, and the ideas of the world deceived by Satan. A person can have heard of this and heard of Jesus, and they can open the Scriptures, and they can see what it says, and they can close it back up again and say, "I don't want that. This runs contrary to what I hear in the world. I would rather say, live and let live. Do whatever makes you feel good." And in our day and age, reject what God's Word says about the roles of men and women, about marriage, about the beginning and end of life. And say, "No, I'd rather go with what the culture says. That's easier. It's easier to go along with the tide, to stay in the darkness with everybody else that I know, than it is to live in the light. I would rather say, do whatever you want. Do whatever feels good." That is man saying, "I don't want the light. I'm going to cover my eyes when the light shines upon me. I would rather live in the darkness. I would rather focus on maximizing my own comfort and pleasure," and saying to everybody else, "Maximize your comfort and pleasure. Do whatever feels good." Men loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. This is what happens when the light shines in the darkness and people would rather stay in the darkness. So a person, when the light comes in, can either be blind to the light and not know that Jesus is in fact the light of the world. And they need the testimony of those like John the Baptist, but really of all of the scriptures, to tell them that Jesus is the light of the world, that he has come for them to give them life. And some do believe. Some hear the good news of the gospel. Some receive him, as we hear in our gospel reading. To all who did receive him, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of the will of man or the will of the flesh, but born of God. But others, sadly, do not receive the light and would rather cover their eyes up and stay in the darkness. And we still proclaim to them, just like John the Baptist continued to proclaim, even to those who were hardened to his message of repentance, his call to confess their sins and believe in the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, we continue to proclaim the word in the hopes that they will believe. And some do. Some see that living in the darkness is actually not good, that it is actually terrible to live in the darkness, and that the light is where it's at, the light of Christ, the light of his word, the light of his forgiveness and new life, because there, in Christ, is new life. And so we rejoice that God does not give up on us, that he continues to shine his light into the darkness of this world, and that he continues to send people like John the Baptist to testify to himself as the light of the world. He did this in the Old Testament, too. He had people testify to himself as the one who was the light. We saw an example of that in our Old Testament reading. There in the Old Testament reading, we see that the tabernacle was built. And this may seem out of place for Christmas. Why are we talking about the tabernacle being built? But here is an example of God, the light of the world, coming into this world and saying, here is my presence. I'm going to have you build this beautiful, ornate structure, this tent, with beautifully woven cloth, with gold covering its furniture. And I'm going to say that here is the place where I meet you. And then, what's more, he came down in a cloud upon that tent and said, here is where my presence is. This is where you come to see the holy God and where you come to atone for your sins so that you might be forgiven and you might be in the presence of the holy God who is the light of the world. But that was all foreshadowing Jesus, who was the light, who came not in a tent but in his flesh, in the human flesh, to atone for our sins and to be God with us and among us. And not for us to bring to him animals to slaughter to be right with him, but came to give himself as the sacrifice on the cross. And says here from the cross, I am the light of the world. Here is the way. It's to come and be buried with me, to die to your sins, and to be washed in my blood. In this and in me you can have new birth and new life. And this is the testimony that we still proclaim here to the world as Jesus comes to us again in his body and his blood amongst us for the forgiveness of our sins, for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you may have Christ, who is the light of the world. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.